U.S. employment expansion stalls as auto sector strike takes toll. October saw the United States labor market expansion cool more than expected, with a significant strike within the auto sector applying the brakes to job growth. Labor Department data released Friday reveals a modest gain of 150,000 jobs for the month, a downturn from the robust 297,000 revised count in September, with the unemployment rate edging upward to 3.9%. President Joe Biden, commenting on the employment situation, pointed to the enduring strength of the labor market, noting that the ratio of working-age Americans in employment remains above pre-pandemic levels. The unemployment rate has been below 4% for 21 months in a row, the longest stretch in more than 50 years, President Biden affirmed. The tempered job growth, however, might offer a silver lining for policymakers who have been watchful of an overheated labor market fueling persistent inflationary pressures. The cooling job market is concurrent with the Federal Reserve's aggressive interest rate hikes intended to temper inflation. Notably, the resilience of the job market has sustained consumer spending, which in turn has supported the economy amidst concerns about inflation and potential recession. Wage statistics reflect a tempered rise in earnings, with October's average hourly wage increment at 0.2% and annual growth at a modest 4.1%, the most contained year-over-year rise recorded since June 2021. The strike's impact on manufacturing was stark, with the sector shedding 35,000 positions, primarily due to the auto workers' strike impacting 33,000 jobs in motor vehicles and parts production. Over 45,000 workers halted their labor to negotiate better wages and conditions from the Big Three automakers, which are General Motors, Stellantis, and Ford. Analyst Nancy van den Houten of Oxford Economics acknowledged the strike's impact, underscoring its temporary nature but also highlighting its significant influence on October's employment numbers. Economic forecasters like Kathy Bastianich from Nationwide predict a continued, albeit gradual, decrease in job creation, particularly within service industries. Analysts at EY predict ongoing wage moderation alongside reduced demand and rent inflation could lead to sustained disinflation, potentially influencing the Federal Reserve to pause on interest rate hikes. Economists expect adjustments within the labor market, including hiring slowdowns and strategic workforce reductions, with anticipations of a gentle uptick in unemployment rates. As policymakers strive to strike a balance between encouraging growth and controlling inflation, the labor market's current state reflects the complexities of managing an economy under multiple pressures, including industrial action and macroeconomic adjustments. Don't miss UAW strike crisis. $7.7 billion blow rocks U.S. auto titans.